10. And we'll have Puha with our Kai Pippi's Ka Pai. We'll have a Māori Hangi tonight. Dennis Marsh joins us today from the New Zealand Highwaymen. And as always, Dennis, thank you for sharing some kōrero with us today. Tēnā koe, brother.
Kia ora, te rangatira.
Tēnā koe. I tried ringing Eddie. I thought that he'd been rushed to hospital, but was sweet, but he's still in hospital. But I do see that he's going okay. The surgeons were popping around to see him this morning.
Yeah.
His daughter, Maria, writes that not quite sure what the issue is, but the doctors will work it out. A little bit upsetting for you guys as you're waiting to go on stage, and then the bro says, I'm not up to it.
Yeah, well, he didn't even got that far to say he's not up to it. It was quite sad, really. I thought we might have lost him there for a minute.
Really, Dennis, was that serious? Couldn't breathe or something? Did you have to apply the famous Dennis Marsh mouth-to-mouth resuscitation?
No, I didn't have to do that quick. We were going on in about 10 minutes. So we had to leave our mate to the people that know what they're doing. 111 turned up, and when we were finished, he was gone. He's gone to hospital. So it was one of those sort of cases, but the next day they flew him to the hospital in Christchurch. And boy, were we lucky. You know, we were really lucky not to lose Ed.
Well, I'm pleased that he's okay. He actually answered the phone too, or got back to me. But let's hope that the docs work out what's going on. On the positive side, mind you, it was a pretty grueling tour for you guys. I mean, who's the youngest out of you and Brendan?
Brendan is. Brendan is. You know Brendan is.
Come on, work out who the youngest is, please.
Yeah, well, he doesn't look it, but he's the youngest.
He doesn't look it. Hey, you know, some disappointment because, you know, once everyone heard of the tour, we thought, gee, I'd like to go and see the New Zealand Highwaymen. That'd be a great show. But by the time we were all jerried, you hadn't really hit Auckland. That's a bit of a shame. But how did the tour go, Dennis?
Oh, it was fantastic, right from the very beginning, Tauranga. And from then right to Nelson, it was all sweet. It was very, very a positive response from the public. And every theatre we went into, wasn't very many seats left at all. Might have been half of the back row, and that's probably all.
Were you the best singer in the group?
Oh, I'm not quite sure, but after Eddie went, I was. And I only had two shows.
How did you find it? You know, it's a nice crew of you guys. And, well, Gray, it's not just his hair. He's an old timer now. How old would Gray Bartlett be now?
Oh, he's 81.
81. Just a spring. Yeah. So you're only a youngster, mate. How old are you now, Dennis?
72.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we're all pretty much up there. And, I mean, I feel just so genuinely, what do you call the word? I'm really happy to be part of the Highwaymen. I had to work really hard, of course, but it's thanks to our listeners that put me there. Especially those who've sort of come to the markets, bought CDs. I had something to show off about because I've probably got the most CDs sellers out of all of us, you know. So that was a good thing to know that. And wherever we went, there was Māori there, man, and they would just even got up and danced for it. It was supposed to be a show. And they were dancing to Hangi tonight. Man, it was just incredible.
Well, what about a repeat performance? I mean, obviously we've got to wait and see how our mate Eddie pans out in the next little while. But was it popular enough to give it another role and go to some of the small towns that you couldn't get to this time around? Was there a bit of a mood to continue the ride by the Highwaymen?
I think rather than going to the smaller towns now, we'd have to go to all the bigger ones. because we did Wellsford, we did Howard, we did Bulls even, you know, and all the other places were quite big. They were in the theatre. So it was now, with the momentum going, I mean, I think we could put in another 10 without too much trouble at all.
Well, first things first, I guess we cross our fingers and send some good wishes to our mate Eddie. And, you know, it must have been very unnerving for you. Sadly, that's how it happens. It can be in the most inauspicious occasions that people falter and then throw tails. So I'm pleased that he's still going and he can still hustle you on the pool table as he has most of his life, Eddie Lowe. Even on a golf course. He goes in there making out like he's got, like he can't see. But
That's it.
That's an age
old. He must be able to see.
How did you put that one in the bottom pocket there, Mr. Lowe? He's a beauty. So are you too. Hey, I may also say I a few weeks ago caught a bit of a Dennis Marsh story. Maybe it was on Marae or something one Sunday morning. I thought, what a beautiful taonga for your whānau going forward, Dennis. You know, big ups to you for all the material that you've produced, all the joy you've given, and now taking your own personal mana into the highwayman is—it's a real credit to you and those who have stood beside you all those years, including that beautiful wife of yours. It doesn't get much of a mention, but she's probably out there and already made your bacon and eggs.
No, I made bacon and eggs for my moko.
Oh.
And I said to her that you can have breakfast at whenever you want, but I'll make it for my moko.
Get on, you mate. You're supposed to be eating muesli, you know that. And
I've been trying and trying on the trip to eat muesli, and it just doesn't happen, eh?
No, there's nothing like bacon and eggs. It's the stock standard staple for Māori men, and long may that be the case. Good talking with you again, Dennis. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tēnā koe, brother. You're over awesome. Dennis Marsh, long-time friend of Wātea, used to host a show here, and it was very popular because